إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Before we begin to finish off the story of Prophet Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام, yesterday we went over the story, and today we said and we promised we were going to go over the benefits of that story that Sheikh Abdurrahman Al-Sa'di rahimullah mentions. And there are 8 benefits that he mentions in his book Qasas Al-Anbiya. But before we begin that section, we would like just to correct, it was brought to my attention, a mistake I made yesterday. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, Naam, when Allah mentioned that the people of Shu'aib, they said to him, قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ مَا نَفْقَهْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. Oh Shu'aib, we do not understand much of what you say. وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا, and we see you as weak between us, or amongst us. وَلَوْلَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ, and if it wasn't for your family, we would have certainly stoned you. I said رَهْتُكَ, I mistranslated. I said if it wasn't for Rahbaniyya, I thought it meant Rahbaniyya, which is basically if it wasn't for your abstinence from the world, if it wasn't for your worship. But actually, Rahtuka here means your family, referring to a number of the family members. So that was a mistake for me, and may Allah reward the brother who pointed it out. I just wanted to correct that. Because what goes forward is the haqq. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلِ كَانَ زَهُقًا. Truth has come and falsehood has perished. Falsehood will always perish. Mistakes can be made, but we have to correct them and also make sure the truth goes forward. Make sure the haqq goes forward always. It's easy to slip. And how many times we've seen that with the ulama, how they clarify the truth. Sheikh Ubaid many times, subhanAllah, yesterday I said such and such, and it's easy to make that mistake. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allahumma aghfir lana wa tub alayna. And that we inshallah try and be more careful, especially with the ayat of the Quran. Next section, which is the fi qistati Shu'aib, is the fawaid mutaaddida, the number of benefits. Benefit number one of the story that we mentioned yesterday, the story of Prophet Shu'aib. Minha anna baqs al makayil wal mawazin khususan وَبَخْسَ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ عُمُومًا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْجَرَائِمِ. And that is the baqs, the putting down, the baqs al-makayil, the cheating with regards to the weighing of the balances, the scales, the cheating, and not only that, belittling what people have from their items amongst each other. And we mentioned the verse regarding that yesterday. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. People they have, when you buy and sell, don't put down the person's item that he's selling in a way that you know is dhulm, is oppression. But rather, it is something that is a fault. Yes, mention it if you know it. But if you don't know it, don't oppress the other person by just trying to belittle what he is selling in order to reduce the price of the item. Now, this is not allowed in the deen. Look how beautiful the deen of Allah is. The adl, the justice. That even in this matter, that we must be careful. We must be careful. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ نعم, Allah mentions in the Qur'an. So here, and not to cheat, and not to, when you weigh, when you sell, and you weigh between yourselves, the items that you are selling, whether it is dates or olives, whatever it is, do not cheat. Do not cheat. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever cheats us is not from us. It doesn't mean he's not Muslim. It means he's weak iman. This nafi here, this negation is nafi of kamal al-iman. Nafi of completeness of iman. So this person who does it, he's weak in iman. He cheats. He's not a good Muslim to do that. Rather, he should not cheat the people. He should be honest, be truthful. Risk is going to come, is going to come. So why search for risk that is not allowed? Why try to cheat others over what they have? Why try to cheat them in buying? Why try to cheat them in selling? And we mentioned some anwa' yesterday of prohibited sales which are not allowed in Islam. The sale, for example, of that which is unknown. You can't sell something and you don't know what it is, or you can't buy something and it's unknown, like they do in the markets. Whatever is in this bag is £10. No, it's unknown. It should be known what you are buying. It should be, you can see it, or you know its specifications, as Sheikh Obaid says. On the internet, if you put the specifications of what it is, even if you don't have a picture of it, you put the specifications exactly as it is, then alhamdulillah. But if you don't, then it's not a sale that is allowed. So that's the first point. It's from the A'dam al-Jara'im, is to belittle people have, and also to cheat them in that which they have, and that which you sell. And he says, al-mujiba li'uqubati dunya, he says, that wal-akhirah, that which will necessitate punishment in this life and the hereafter. It will necessitate that. You cheat others, subhanallah. Then wait. Wait before the punishment of Allah comes. Sooner or later, you may lose all of that which you have in your possession. You're thinking that you're going to, because you rely on what? You're not relying upon Allah. Look at the man in Surah Al-Kahf. The man that's mentioned. He thought that his garden is never going to go. It's going to always remain. But in the end, what happened? He didn't say inshallah. He didn't return the affairs back to Allah. He didn't rely upon Allah. If he relied upon Allah, and he says, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, he would have said that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with more than that. And Allah blessed the other person with that which is better, because he had iman. And he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was grateful to Allah has given him. So thanking Allah and going back to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relying upon him alone, then that's khair. But not relying upon Allah, and relying upon yourself, thinking that you can make money upon your own self. Risk is from Allah. Don't think that it's on, you know, your own sa'i. No, you may do sa'i all day and not get anything that day. Or something will happen, a calamity, you lose everything that day. Risk is from Allah. And we turn to Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Everything has been written for each and every one of us. So eat that which is halal. Halal more so that you put in your children's mouth, family's mouth, khair. But if you're feeding them haram, and then you say, Ya Rabb, وَمَطْعَمُكَ haram, your food is haram, وَمَشْرَبُكَ haram, your drink is haram, وَمَلْبَسُكَ haram, in the beginning of the hadith, your clothing is haram, وَغُذِيَ بِحَرَام, the whole day is haram, the whole day, the affair of your day is haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. So how will be answered? You want Allah to answer you? And you live in haram. How? And we complain. We make dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't answer us. But did you check yourself? It could be Allah will answer you. It could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving that patience that you are being patient with. Yawm al-Qiyamah, he'll reward you. And not answer you now, but give you the reward in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Or it could be a test for you to see if you are hasty. And how many hasty people we have? We want khair. But when harm afflicts us, difficulties afflict us, we are hasty. Jazu'ah, become hasty, become... SubhanAllah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll be patient. Yes. We mentioned that yesterday. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with the patient ones. Being patient. But don't say, and don't ask, as some of the scholars say, oh Allah, make me patient. Don't say that. Complete the dua and say, oh Allah, make me patient when calamities and difficulties occur. Why? Because if you say, oh Allah, make me patient, and you leave it unended, some of the scholars say that if you say that, it's as if you're asking for a trial to come. Don't say, oh Allah, make me patient, and leave it like that. It's as if you want a trial to happen to you. And then you be blessed with patience for that trial. Don't say, oh Allah, make me patient if a calamity overcomes me, if a difficulty overcomes me. Next part, he said, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ الْوَاقِعَةَ لِمَنْ عَدَمَ مِنْهُ الدَّاعِ وَالْحَاجَةُ إِلَيْهَا أَعْظَمُ. So, the sin is greater. If the person has no need, he's not in need. Allah has given him luxuries. He's given him comfort. He's given him shelter. And still he's stealing. SubhanAllah. So the sin is greater. Sin is greater if you have no need. And if you have a need, it's still a sin. Doesn't mean that you can go and do it. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الزِّنَا مِنَ الشَّيْخِ أَقْبَحُ مِنَ الشَّبَابِ. That's why zina from an old man, an elderly man, is worse than zina from a youth. So youth, نعم, the Prophet said, يَا مَعَشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ اسْطَعَ مِنْكُمْ الْبَاءَ فَلْيَتَزَوُّجْ. Oh youth, whoever is able, has the ability, then get married. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and whoever is not able, then let him fast. Why? Because that extinguishes desires, fasting. So, young youth, yes, you have desires. But as an elderly man, the desires are less. The older you get, the desires are less. But how is it? Is elderly and he's still doing haram, still looking for zina, still looking for fornication, still looking. It's worse upon that individual. And his heart, the sin is greater. It doesn't mean that the youth are allowed to do these sins. No. But rather the solution is there. They should fast if they're not able to extinguish their desires. وَالْكِبَرُ مِنَ الْفَقِيرِ أَقْبَحُ مِنَ الْغَنِي. نعم. The kibr, pride from a poor person, is worse, he says, than pride from a rich person. Because a rich person, in many cases, you find them arrogant, and you find them proud, and you find them, you know. But he's poor, yakhin, he's trying to be, you know, يدعي ما ليس له. He's like he's deceiving others. He doesn't got anything, and he's still arrogant. Come down to earth, ya akhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاخْفِ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So it's worse in that case. So this is, he's not saying it's allowed. Kibr, pride is haram, is haram. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ نَازَعَنِي فِي كِبْرِيَائِي قَسَمْتُهُ. That whoever competes with my pride, I break him, I destroy him. So pride and arrogance is haram from the young as well as the old, from the rich as well as the poor. But you're poor and you're arrogant. And it's worse than if you're rich and you're arrogant. Na'am. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His wisdom, He makes this one poor and He makes this one rich. Out of His wisdom. Na'am. And we are test for each other. Na'am. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. Huh? Fitna. We have made you amongst each other as trials for each other. أتصبرون. So will you be patient? You're a trial for your wife. Your wife is a trial for you. your mother, your father, trials for you. Allah said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الطاعة في المعروف. Maybe they command you with haram. You don't follow them in that haram. The obedience is in the good, not in the evil. The obedience is in that which is good. But obviously with good manners you talk to them. With good manners you try to explain to them. Huh? You don't create chaos in your household. Especially with your parents. Especially with your parents. SubhanAllah. How we should be with our parents. In terms, even the way we sit in the house. Even the way we talk to them with gentleness, with kindness. But Allah may test us with our parents. And we have to be patient. And we have to have wisdom. And we must not be hasty. Naam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, look, his father is calling him to shirk. His father worshipping idols. And look how what he said to him, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. Oh my father, oh my father. And he's advising him, don't follow the shaitan, don't worship shaitan. Naam. Is advising him with gentleness, with kindness. So therefore, we should also look at those who are around us and know that each and every one of us is a test for each other. Whether at the workplace, whether in the house, your children, not all of them come out. Good. Some of them may be a test for you. Be patient. وَالسَّرِقَةُ مِمَّنْ لَيْسَ بِمُحْتَاجٍ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ وُقُوعِهَا مِنَ الْمُحْتَاجِ. And stealing, that's stealing that comes from a person who is not in need. He's rich, he has money. He's not in need and he's still stealing. SubhanAllah. It's worse than somebody who is in need and he steals. If he's in need and he steals, it's still haram. But the one here is rich, he has money, he has wealth, and he's still stealing. And you see that with many people who are rich. The most miserly of people you find are the richest. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. They have money, big bank balances, and he's still stealing. It's become like a trait, an evil trait that they have. May Allah protect us. لِهَذَا قَالَ شُعَيْبُ. This is why Prophet Shu'ayb عليه الصلاة والسلام said to his people, إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. I see that you are alright. I see you have no need to cheat the people. I see that you have wealth. I see that you have enough to suffice yourself with. إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. But yet you're still doing this haram. أي بِنِعَمٍ كَثِيرًا. You have lots of blessings. And you're still stealing. Wallahi Akhwan. If you have a life where you can feed yourself and your family and your children and it's halal and you have qana'ah. You have qana'ah, which is you're content with that which Allah has given you, you're the happiest person in this life. Why? Because you, even in the matters of the dunya, you never look at those who are above you. You look at those who are less than you. And you say, Alhamdulillah, how many people have what I have? They don't have what I have. They have less. They don't have shelter. They don't have security. They don't have wealth. They don't have a job. They don't have. And look what Allah has given me. Alhamdulillah. Family, security, shelter, food, drink. Allah has given us much. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you see Allah is the one who has given you whatever's in the heavens and the earth? وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ. And He covered you with His blessings. ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Whether that is apparent and that which is hidden. That which you know and that which you don't know. Blessings after blessings. لِهَذَا قَالَ شُعَيْبُ إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. That's why Shu'aib said to them, I see you, you're okay. But still you're ungrateful. SubhanAllah. بِنِعَمٍ كَثِيرًا فَأَيُّ أَمْرٍ أَحْوَجُكُمْ إِلَى الْهَلَعِ إِلَى مَا بِأَيْدِ النَّاسِ بِطُرُقٍ مُحَرَّمَةٍ. So what is it then that command you or that made you to look at what the people have in their, يعني what they possess? You're still looking at what they possess. You want what they have. He has, but he's still looking at somebody else's hands, his possessions and what he owns, in a way which try to get it, in a way which is haram. بِطُرَقٍ مُحَرَّمَةٍ. By ways that are prohibited. Second benefit of the story of Prophet Shu'aib. So that was the first one. The second, no, we did two, sorry. The first one is بَخْسَ الْمَكَايِيدِ. To belittle what the people have and to cheat what they have. And cheat also in buying and selling, in weighing. The second one, that the sin that occurs from someone not in need is far worse than a sin that occurs from that which is from someone who is in need. Number three, he said, وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ فِيهِ الْحَثُّ عَلَى الرِّضَى بِمَا أَعْطَى اللَّهِ. Third one is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in verse 86, and that is, that which is left by Allah for you after giving the rights of the people is better for you if you are believers and I am not a guardian over you. So what Allah has provided for you and me is better for us to be content with. It's khair. Fihi al-hath ala al-ridha bima a'ta Allah. So in this is encouragement to be content, to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That's number three. The third benefit from the story of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam is to be content with what Allah has given us. Wal iktifa'u bi halalih, and to suffice yourself with his halal. An haramih, over that which is prohibited. Wa qasra an-nadhar ala al-mawjoodi indak min ghayri tatallu'in ila ma 'inda an-nas, and to restrict your gaze to that which you have rather than looking at what other people have. Not just saying, I want. Like they say in English, they say, keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah? The Joneses are your neighbors. Yeah? And you see the neighbors got a new car. And the wife says, oh look, he has a new car. Look, you still have this old Mini. Huh? Look what they have. And maybe she goes and goes to the neighbor's house and she sees nice furniture. And she goes back and look what the neighbors have. They have that. And you keep competing with what others have. Content. Being content. Sufficing yourself with that which you have. Or you go to the neighbors and she says, or he says, it could be he, the one who's ungrateful. It's both ways. He says, oh, mashallah, big television. Rather than saying big shaitan, he says big television, and he competes with what they have. It's become this inch, then that inch, and it has to be curved, and it has to be... They want more and more and more, never satisfied. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, people waste a lot of time, I've noticed, in this country. Time flies, anyway. Time flies, wherever you are. In Medina, subhanAllah, it seems that the time, you have more blessing in the waqt, in the time. Here, just... a short observation, people waste a lot of time, especially in front of television. Especially in front of television. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather than use that time to read Quran. And nowadays, the television has been replaced with what? With the mobile phone. Do you have time to have all of these accounts? Do you have the ability to remember every single password? And there's so many things to remember. But when it comes, mashallah, to the deen, the Quran, you can't remember this and that and so on. Or it's difficult. You have time to read instruction manuals that are so small in writing, with all the small print, the notes at the bottom, the footnotes, everything, mashallah, until you know how to work this item. But when it comes to the deen, oh, it's difficult. Huh? When it comes to the deen, reading the Quran, the tafsir, oh, it's difficult. Where are your priorities? We have to ask each and every one of us, where are our priorities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to worship Him. And to compete. For what? Not the dunya. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Let them compete for what? For the akhirah. The actions that will lead them to the akhirah. That tanafus. Not for the dunya. The dunya, that which is halal, alhamdulillah. بِهَا وَنِعْمَةً. But the akhirah, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You want to get to Jannah. You want to get to the highest. When you ask for Jannah til Firdaus. Don't try and get for the minimum. You may not even reach the minimum. Ask for the highest and go for the highest. At least, if you don't make the highest, you make the middle. So strive, inshallah, in keeping up our salawat. Making our salah the best thing in our life, every day. The best thing in our life, meeting with Allah, that standing in front of Allah, that is what we enjoy. Doing your wudu, because you know, when you do your wudu correctly, Then Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will recognize you by the marks of wudu on your forehead, on your arms, because you did it perfectly, correctly. Not like those who do quick, and that's it, let's go. Wudu incomplete. Prophet said, go back and pray. Go back and pray, go back and pray. The man didn't pray properly. Which of our prayers are accepted? Allah knows best. Wudu, the man who left a mark of a coin, dry, coin size dry, which is not washed on his foot. You have to do wudu. Wash it properly. وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe to the heels for the fire. Because some people, they wash the front part of the foot, they forget the heels. So all of that we strive. Ibadah. This is what will help you in your grave. Even to the things that you think are not that important, they are important. Urinating and cleaning the body from urine. Cleaning the clothes from urine. This is from the conditions of salah. Shurut as-salah. Taharatul badan. The purity of the body. The purity of the clothes. And the taharatul makan. The purity of the place where you're praying. These are conditions for the wudu to be accepted. So when you're going to use the bathroom to answer the call of nature, then making sure that you're clean, the body is clean. وَمِنْهَا فِيهِ دِلَالَةٌ. And that was number three. Number four.
مِنْهَا فِيهِ دِلَالَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ سَبَبٌ لِفِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ.
In it, in this story, is proof that prayer is a reason for doing good deeds. The prayer is a reason to help you to do more good deeds. Allah will guide you to do other good deeds because you kept your prayer. And you guarding your prayer. وَتَرْكِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. And leaving the evil deeds.
وَلِلنَّصِيحَةِ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ عَلِمَ ذَلِكَ الْكُفَّارُ بِمَا قَالُوا لِشُعَيْبِ.
And the disbelievers knew that when they addressed Shu'ayb. When they were being sarcastic towards him.
أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا.
Is it your prayer that commands us to leave what our forefathers were worshipping?
أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ.
Or is it your prayer that keeps us away from doing what we want to do with our wealth? Basically, they want to do what they want with their wealth. Halal, haram, whatever. Just, and they are being sarcastic to him.
نعم. وَأَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ.
This is the sarcasm. You are Halim. You are forbearing. And Rashid, a person who is enlightened to do good deeds, righteous. But they're not actually saying to him, you're righteous and you're forbearing. They're actually, and that's why, mashallah, Taqiyyun Hilali and Masim Khan's translation, they put exclamation mark there, showing sarcasm. They say, is this your prayer that does this? Oh, you're right, you're forbearing and you are righteous. Meaning, leave us what we are doing. You stay righteous. You stay if you want to. They didn't believe him that he's righteous. But they are being sarcastic.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the other verse, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
Indeed, the prayer, تَنْهَى, forbids one, keeps a person away from فَحْشَاء, lewd, evil deeds, munkar, evil deeds. Prayer keeps you away from that. But which prayer? Not any prayer. The prayer which is complete. Prayer which is good. The prayer you stand. And inshallah you get its reward. Not the prayer which is deficient. Which maybe you don't remember Allah except little.
نعم. إذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالا.
When they stand up in the prayer, they stand up lazily. صلى الله عليه وسلم. يراؤون الناس, just to be seen by the people.
So Shaykh al-Sa'di رحمه الله said, وَمِنْ هُنَا تَعْرِفُ حِكْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ في أنه فرض علينا الصلوات. From here you can see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy in obligating for us the prayers. تتكرر في اليوم والليلة لعظم وقعها. It is repeated day and night because of its greatness, of its reality, greatness. 5 times a day. SubhanAllah, what that prayer does to the person. That prayer which is good, that prayer which is Allahumma barik, remembering Allah with dhikr, as Prophet ﷺ said. When he said to Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, hadith Sahih Muslim, he said to him, innaha salah, innaha takbirun, wa tasbihun, wa qira'atul Qur'an. This is the prayer. This is how he described it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. It is takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and tasbih, exonerating Allah, saying Subhanallah, that Allah is high from all imperfection, the most perfect Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we are deficient, we are in need, and Allah is rich, not in need of us, not in need of our worship. We are in need of that tasbih. وَقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ and recitation of the Qur'an, the best dhikr. When you're reciting the Qur'an, each letter, 10 rewards, حَسَنَاتِ 10 حَسَنَاتِ. Each letter, لا أقول ألف لا ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies your recitation of the Qur'an as you're reciting. He magnifies it, يعني in reward. 10 times to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So this prayer, this great wisdom behind the prayer being legislated 5 times a day. وَشِدَّةِ نَفْعِهَا and the greatness of its benefits. Salah. وَجَمِيلِ آثَارِهَا and the beauty of its marks. يعني the beauty of that which it leads to and that which it gives you. The salah. The salah that is done on time. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The salah that is done on time. Prescribed times. The salah whereby you are praying in jama'ah. SubhanAllah, one time I prayed next to Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah. And I put my little toe next to his little toe. And he moved my foot towards him. Pushed it towards him, pulled it towards him. Touched that. Not just the little toe is touching his little toe, but the whole heel is touching his heel. The ankles touching his ankles. And he looked at me and he said, before the prayer started, he said, whenever I join my feet with the next person, like this, I have more khushu' in the salah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, Prophet ﷺ said, Suddul Furaj, close the gaps. Don't let shaitan enter between you like the black sheep enters between you. Don't let shaitan enter. Go in between you. Rather stand strong. Huh? Like the angels stand side by side. Like a building, bunyanun marsus. Building that is strong. Side by side, shoulder to shoulder. Heels to heels. As Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, and Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu said, hadith which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Adhan. What did they both say? They said, we saw each and every one of us used to put the shoulder of the shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, and heel to heel. This is how they witnessed. This is how they witnessed the salah. Standing straight. That's salah, ya akhi. Salah that, you have khushu', humbleness, and fear of Allah, where the body is humbled. SubhanAllah. The body is humbled. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. First and foremost, خَاشِعُونَ. They are the successful ones. Their prayer is humble. Their prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Their body is humble, their limbs are humble to Allah. Sujood, ruku', they enjoy it. أَرِحْنَ بِهَا يَا بِلَال. That is the prayer which has جَمِيل آثار, beautiful benefits for the person. As for the prayer, the one who comes to the prayer and he pecks in the prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum, he has to get on with his job. No, Ya Abdullah. May Allah protect us and make our prayer the best thing in our eyes. نعم جعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة. The coolness of my eyes is in the prayer. How beautiful that prayer is. The Fajr Salah. Two rak'ahs of Fajr is khayr min al-dunya wa ma fiha. The sunnah of Fajr. Better for the dunya, better than the whole dunya, whatever is in it. How about the fard? I heard one of the mashaykh say, Allah irhamhu, he passed away. Shaykh from Yemen. Muhammad Abdul Wahab al-Wasabi, rahimahullah, went with Hajj with him one time. In the camp, he was there with other mashaykh. And he will mention this. He said that the two rak'ahs of Fajr, the sunnah of Fajr, is better than the whole dunya and whatever's in it. Then he said, and how about the fard? That's the just the two rak'ah of sunnah. How about the fard? How much better that is? Allahu Akbar, you pray fard. And it, how is it you pray in jama'ah? من صلى الفجر في الجماعة فهو تحت ذمة الله. He's under the protection of Allah حتى المساء إلى المساء until the evening. He enters the masjid and he says, أعوذ بالله العظيم بوجه الكريم وسلطان القديم بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. سبحان الله. The first part of it, شيطان is not able to harm you until the evening because you did that as you entered Fajr. Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi says, Fajr Salah, you say that dua. A'udhu billahi al-azim, buwajhi al-kareem, sultani al-qadeem, min al-shaytani al-rajim. Say that at Fajr. Because the hadith mentions that at Fajr he comes in, he says that as he enters the door and he's protected from shaytan till the evening. Allahu Akbar. And you're praying jama'ah, protected from shaytan. Allahu Akbar. People complain about their households. Damaged household, broken homes. Children fled. People, shaitan, fighting, arguing. Chaos. Ya akhi, did you look at your salah? Did you look at your salah? For rectification. Wallahi, ya akhwan. Salah, so much benefits it brings you. Salah, and in general, the deen of Allah. If you're righteous, and you are good, and you're enjoining the good and forbidding the evil in your own household, wallahi, there'll be so much khair in your household. When will your children be the coolness of your eyes? When they're doing haram? No. When they are worshipping Allah and you hear them reciting the Quran. You hear them reciting the Quran. Their time is used for ibadah. Their time is used to do that which is good. Wallahi, it makes your heart content. People have money, people have wealth, people have mansions and buildings and cars. But they're not content. Their life is chaos. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't turn your face away from those who remember Allah. Looking at those whose life is chaos, but on the outside it looks good, glittery. SubhanAllah. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Looking for the beauty of this life. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And do not obey the one whose heart is heedless. And he follows his desires. Don't look at that person and say, MashaAllah. No, don't look at that person. Seeking what they have. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Whereas if you were to look and search in their lives is chaos. Their lives is all over the place. They're not content. So this point here is the prayer. Wallahi, the prayer. تَتَكَرُّ فِي الْيَوْمُ الْلَيْلَ لِعِظَمِ وَقَعِهَا وَشِدَّةِ نَفْعِهَا وَجَمِيلِ آثَارِهَا فَاللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَتَّمُّ الْحَمْدِ فَلِلَّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَتَّمُّ الْحَمْدِ. Ewa Allah, all praise belongs to Allah and all of it belongs to Allah. Khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who deserves complete praise. Number 5, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ فِي حَرَكَاتِ بَدَنِهِ وَتَصَرُّفَاتِهِ وفي معاملاته الأمالية داخل تحت حجر الشريعة. That the person's, what he does with his limbs and what he does with his wealth is should be responsible. And it comes under that which is in the Sharia. That you have to be responsible for your limbs. You have to be responsible for your wealth. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The true Muslim is who are others are free from their harm in terms of their tongue and in terms of their limbs, his hands. Of course, we are responsible for our limbs. We are responsible for our tongues. And what we say, the Prophet ﷺ said, Man yadmun lima bayna lihyayh wa ma bayna rijlayh. Admun lahu al-jannah. Whoever guards between his jaws and guards between his legs, I guarantee him paradise. And the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu, when he asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal najah? Where lies salvation? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amsik alayka lisanak. Guard your tongue. You want salvation? Guard your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. Stay in your houses. وَبْكِي عَنْ خَطِيئَتِكَ And cry over your sins. I asked Sheikh Rabi about this hadith. And he said, stay in your houses means, in times of fitna, the one, stay in your house better than going out and being in the fitna. That could be one meaning. The other meaning is, stay in your houses, pray your prayers, sunnah prayers and voluntary prayers in your houses. Stay in your houses also mean, اِهْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ بَيْتِكَ Concern yourself with your homes, your children, your spouse. Concern yourself with looking after your house. Your house should be a house where shaitan does not enter. As you enter, you say Bismillah, teach your children Bismillah, so shaitan does not stay the night. Say Bismillah when you eat, teach your children. Hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, Ya Ghulam, when he told the Prophet, he said, Samillah, say Bismillah. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيقُ يعني eat with that which is close to you. Don't let your hand go here in the food. Eat that which is close to you. And some scholars say, unless there is something else there that isn't near you. يعني it could be a piece of chicken or something that is far away and there's no other similar. And you're allowed. Okay? You're allowed. But don't be too much, يعني. Eat that which is close to you. Allahu Akbar. These are etiquettes. Teach your house should be etiquette of sunnah. Teach the people sunnah. How to eat. Some of us, you know, when they sit down for eating, mashallah, tabarakallah. The whole legs out. Where are you going, ya akhi? Fair way. Prophet ﷺ would eat simple, ya akhi. Eat simple. We say, don't sit on your buttocks. Don't sit on your bottom. Huh? Sit where you can sit on your leg. Huh? I don't know. This is what I see. Some scholars sit like this. On your legs, like this. Huh? Or like this. And mashallah, you take space. How is there any space? Some people sit like this, it's like a big banquet for him. Yani, what about your brothers, your sisters, and your family? Yani, and also if somebody else comes in, the etiquette, teach your children. The etiquette, as somebody comes in, make space. Make space for them. And Allah said about that, they do that. What did He say about that afterwards? يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ No, not that verse. There's another verse. What's the verse? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Look at that beautiful verse. Make space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make space for you. Will give you mercy. Will give you... Because you fought of your brother. You didn't just... withhold them, restrict them from... You may think small thing. But it's great in the sight of Allah. This in the household. Eating together. Eating together. Not everybody separate. In jama'ah. Lunchtime. Breakfast. Dinner time. Jama'ah. Discussing affairs together with your family, with your children. كَانَ فِي خِدْمَةِ بَيْتِهِ The Prophet ﷺ was in the service of his household. Serving. Doing things. Helping. subhanallah, get this, get that, yes, do that, serve. And with the right intention, you get reward with it, inshallah. These are etiquettes which we have to build in our houses. Not houses where you are disconnected. Sit in a room, everyone's on their own mobile. Huh? It's like no one talking to anybody else. Everyone is separate. No, this is not good manners. It's not good manners to raise your feet in front of your parents. It's not good manners to sit where they sit. It's not good manners. If you're about to eat, let them eat. Start first. Some of the Salaf, they used to say, I fear that I would eat first a morsel that the eyes of my mother had seen first. Maybe they seen that morsel, they wanted it from themselves, but you chose to rush to eat. SubhanAllah. Wait, ya akhi. Have respect for your parents. Respect in your parents. Al-baraka ma'a kabirikum. The blessing is with your elders. With the grey hair, your father. The elders around you. They have grey hair, white hair. Respect, ya akhi. Whoever doesn't is not from us. Laysa minna man lam yuwaqqir kabirana. Walam yarham saghirana. It's not from us. Weak iman. Who doesn't respect his elders. And العبد في حركاته وبدنه. So we are responsible for our limbs. We are responsible for our wealth. Not like the people of Shu'aib, those who went against him, they said we can do what we like with our wealth. فما أبيح لهم منها فعله وما منعه الشرع تعين عليه تركه ومن يزعم أنه في ماله حر له أن يفعل ما يشاء من معاملات طيبة وخبيثة فهو بمنزلة من يرى أن عمل بدنه كذلك. So whoever considers that he can do what he likes with his wealth, he's actually considering similar to saying that he can do anything with his body, with his limbs. And the reality is wrong. You can't just do anything with your body, and you can't just do anything with your limb, with your wealth. That is going to be acceptable to Allah. You're only allowed to eat of the halal. Allah says, "Kulu min al-tayyibati ma razaqnakum." Eat of the good that we have provided you with. The evil, the bad things, and the good things are not equal. لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. The evil and the good things are not equal, even though if you like the evil or the much evil, the good and bad are not equal. So eat of the good and leave the bad. وَأَنَّهُ لَا فَرْقَ عِنْدَهُ بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. This individual is like he has no... He doesn't distinguish between disbelief and belief. He doesn't distinguish between sidq and kadib, being truthful and lying. He doesn't distinguish between being good or doing good and doing evil. To him, all of it is allowed. I can do what I like. Like they have in the song, "It's my life." Isn't that what that was going around many years ago? "It's my life." And they used to go around singing it all the time. "Do what I like." This is what they are educating the people, the society. "It's my life." Ya akhi, it's not your life. This life Allah has given you as a trust to do good with your body, to do good with your wealth. وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومَ أَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ مَذْهَبُ الْإِبَاحِيِّينَ. This is the way of their liberalists. They say everything is allowed. Islam does not say that. Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be good and be righteous. Not even to curse the deities of the disbelievers so that they don't curse Allah. To that extent. الَّذِينَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْخَلِيقَةِ. Allah says they are the worst of creation. Those who say, do what you want with your wealth, with your body. Do what you like. وَمَذْهَبُ قَوْمِ شُعَيْبٍ يُشْبِهُ هَذَا. And the methodology of the people of Shu'aib, the ones who went against Shu'aib, they are similar to this. They have similar traits to these people. The liberalists, do what you want with your wealth, do what you want with your body. What has happened to the people when the people are left to do what they want? And there's no rules. What has happened to the people? Greed. Big crash, economic crash, because of greed, because of riba. Because of, you know, the rich, greedy rich, cheating the poor and cheating the ones who are needy. This is the the same traits of those people that Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent to. لأنهم أنكروا على شعيب لما نهاهم عن المعاملات الظالمة. Because they didn't accept and they rejected what Shu'aib said to them when he said to them, you know, don't oppress people with the wealth. Don't oppress others by cheating in your dealings, your buying and your selling, your weighing. But they said, we can do what we like with our wealth. We are not restricted with the Quran. And so, we're not restricted with the laws of Allah, the commandments and the forbiddance. We're not restricted to that, they said. وَأَبَاحَ لَهُمْ سِوَاهَا فَرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَارِ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ. They replied to Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام and said, we are free to do what we want with our wealth. لَهُمْ أَنْ يَفْعَلُوا فِيهَا مَا يُرِيدُونَ, to do what we like with it. ونذير هذا قول من قال, and similar to that is what Allah mentioned in the other verse, إنما البيع مثل الربا. When Allah mentioned about the evils of riba, of usury, they said إنما البيع مثل الربا. They said that is usury is like business. There's no problem. Interest, making money through interest is like doing business. They said the same, similar. They want to make riba halal. Riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at war with the person who is dealing with riba. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at war with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's evil. Evil. You may not realize how evil it is that the marks, the effects of riba over you and your children and your wealth, you think you're going to get more through riba? You're going to get in reality less. Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will decrease your wealth from with riba and increase your wealth with sadaqah. It's reality. Mortgage. Mortgage. Haram. لا يجوز. Riba. Oh, darura. What darura, يا أخي? Are you about to die? You're not about to die? Darura? Darura? To be al mahdurat, yes, but that's only if you're about to, what is darura? What's darura? You're staying in, you have a nice home, fireplace, mashallah, it's warm, nice carpet, nice kitchen, nice darura. You're paying rent. Darura? Where's darura in that? You have a house, you have shelter, you have, no one took you out of your house. So this fatawa that some of these individuals like Qardawi and others said darura. What darura, ya akhi? Riba is haram. And riba, Allah spoke about it, it's so, and he rebuked that those who do it will be under the war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep away from riba. Riba is evil. Riba will harm you and your family. Allah protect us. If it's not you, maybe your children. It's haram. Giving it, paying it. Keep away from riba. إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. They said, no. Buying and selling is not like riba. Buying and selling is allowed. حَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعُ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. فَمَنْ سَوَّ بَيْنَ مَا أَبَى. And the one amazing thing, the strangest thing, you find some people, they make a house and mortgage. I saw this in East London. House and mortgage. And they say masjid. How is masjid? كيف masjid? Masjid upon haram? Masjid built on haram? And they have in their mortgage payments, in the notice board, mortgage payments for this house on riba. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us. I will not pray in that masjid. How built upon taqwa? No, it's not built upon taqwa. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us. Masjid like that, go pray in another masjid, it's better for you. Allah knows. Allahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. Innamal bay'u minhum. Bay' is not the same as riba. فَمَنْ سَوَّ بَيْنَ مَا أَبَاحَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَقَدْ انْحَرَفَ فِي قُطْرَتِهِ فِي فِطْرَتِهِ وَعَقْلِهِ بَعْدَ مَنْ حَرَفَ فِي دِينِهِ. So whoever says that which is haram and that which is allowed is equal. Huh? It's the same. Halal and haram the same. they say, then he is the one who's deviated in his fitrah, and his sane intellect has become insane after he has deviated in his deen. Number six, فمنها أن الناصح للخلق الذي يأمرهم وينهاهم من تمام قبول الناس لقوله أنه إذا أمرهم بشيء أن يكون أول الفاعلين له. That the one who's advising the people and is commanding them and forbidding them, نعم, that they fulfill that which Allah has commanded. If He has commanded them with something, He should be the first to do it. وَإِذَا نَهَاهُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ كَانَ أَوَّلًا يعني كان هو أول التاركين. And if He forbids them of something, He should be the first to leave it. Because He said, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَىٰ مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I do not want to, for the sake of oppose, just for the sake of opposing you in that which I forbid you from. I don't want to just say, I'm forbidding you from something that I myself don't do. I myself keep away from. It's not just for the sake of opposing you. Not just for the sake of arguing with you. So the caller to good should be the first one to do the good. The caller away from evil should be the first one to keep away from evil. And that reminds us of the hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man who will be going around the mill like a donkey with his insides. And he is going around the mill. What is wrong with you? What has happened to you? That is a person, Jibreel alayhi salam said, who used to enjoin the good but didn't do it. He used to forbid the evil and he would do it. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us our shortcomings. Allah forgive us our forgetfulness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our actions better than our speech. Number 7. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ جَمِيعُهُمْ بُعِثُوا بِالْإِصْلَاحِ وَالصَّلَاحِ. That all of the prophets, they were sent with al-islah wa salah. This is nice. That they were sent with what? Not just to rectify, but also to be rectified. They themselves upon salah. And they make islah. They rectify. وَنُهُوا عَنِ الشُّرُورِ وَالْفَزَادِ. And they have been forbidden from evil and corrupt things. Yes. And that is the Prophet ﷺ said about the ghuraba. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Glad tidings to the strangers, the ones who follow the prophets, glad tidings to them. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. Those who rectify what the people have corrupted. Another wording that Ibn Rajab brings, rahimullah, in his book on ghuraba, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. Those who rectified themselves when the people have corrupted. So two different narrations. One of them says, they rectify what the people have corrupted. The other one says, they rectify themselves whilst the people are corrupted. So, the ghuraba, the rectifiers, are those who start with themselves and they rectify others from evil. فَكُلُّ صَلَاحٍ وَإِصْلَاحٍ دِينِي وَدُنْيَوِي فَهُوَ مِنْ دِينِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. So every rectification and good is from the deen of the anbiya. As Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu anhu said, تَرَكْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. Tell us about everything. That which will get us to Jannah, he told us about. That which will keep us away from the hellfire, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about. وَخُصُوصًا إِمَامُهُمْ وَخَاتِمُهُمْ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of creation, the best of worshippers, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِنَّهُ أَبْدَى وَأَعَادَى فِي هَذَا الْأَصْلِ. Yes, for he strove. He was the best with regards to this matter. And that is rectification in yourself and rectifying others. وَضْعٌ لِلْخَلْقِ الْأُصُولِ النَّافِعَةِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laid down those beneficial foundations التي يجرون عليها في الأمور العادية والدنيوية, that which they would go in their everyday lives, whether it is affairs regarding their deen or their dunya. كما وضع لهم الأصول. Just like the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم laid down for us foundations, أصول, beneficial foundations في الأمور الدينية, So deen and dunya, foundations and how to interact with others and how to give the rights of Allah. وَأَنَّهُ كَمَا أَنَّ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ السَّعِي وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي فِعْلِ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْإِصْلَاحِ فَعَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَسْتَمِدَّ الْعَوْنِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So just as the person, the servant, who strives, does his utmost to do good deeds and to rectify others, then it's upon him also to seek the help of his Lord upon that. Not just that you do, and you don't ask Allah to keep helping you. You have to keep asking Allah to help you, to continue, to help you. Because of yourself, you can do nothing. Of yourself, do not rely upon yourself. Rely upon Allah to continue helping you. وَأَنْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And he should know, come to realize, he is not able to be righteous and to also rectify except with the help of Allah. وَلَا عَلَى تَكْمِيلِهِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And not to perfect rectifying yourself or others except with the help of Allah. لِقَوْلِ شُعَيْبِ, because Shu'ayb said, إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ, I just want rectification. مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ, according to my ability. But look what he said afterwards. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And the enlightenment to do these good deeds is only by the will of Allah. He's the one who enlightened me, who guided my heart, to do good deeds, who put that in my heart to have eagerness, to have effort, to strive. Allah put that in my heart. He's saying, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. If a good thing happen, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. If any difficulty, Allah is testing me, or Allah is, could be punishment that I did, sins. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. To him I rely upon, and to him I turn into repentance continuously. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, these verses are so great. How they remind us of the prophets, how they are humble. They turned their affairs to Allah. These were great prophets. Even with all the harm, the difficult, the hardship. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. وَمِنْهَا, number 8, and from the benefit, and the last benefit in this, doesn't mean it's the last one, but it's the last one that Shaykh Al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الدَّاعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This, wallahi, this one, pay attention to this one. This is the manhaj of the Anbiya. This section here is the methodology of the prophets. Look how beautiful this is from Shaykh Al-Sa'di rahimahullah. Number 8, أَنَّ الدَّاعِ أن الداعي إلى الله يحتاج إلى الحلم. The caller to Allah is in need of حلم, being forbearant. Not to be hasty upon the people. Be forbearant. Slow down. Be kind. Be gentle. حلم. Kind. وحسن الخلق. And having good manners. ومقابلة المسيئين بأقوالهم وأفعالهم بضد ذلك. And to return the one who does evil to you with his tongue or with his hand, to return it with that which is better, to be better with the opposite to what they do in evil that they do. If he insults you, don't insult him back. If he harms you with his limbs, with his hands, don't harm him back. اِدْفَعْ بِلَتِي أَحْسَنْ. Push forward the one that is better. Look at Rasulullah ﷺ. He never took vengeance over his or revenge over his own self. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They threw stones at him in Taif till his feet bled. And they insulted him in Taif. But he, what did he say to the angels? When the angel came and asked him, shall I crush them between the two mountains? He said, no. Maybe from their children will come a people who will worship Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for his own self. He sought mercy. He said, all of the Anbiya had the dua. My dua, I left it for my ummah. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, that shafa'a. Mercy for his ummah. Allahu Akbar. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْ لَا يحفظه أذى الخلق ولا يصده عن شيء من دعوته. وهذا الخلق كماله للرسل صلوات الله وسلامه عليه.
So these prophets, they're the ones who have the perfect manners and the perfect etiquette in showing us and clarifying to us, just like Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam did in his da'wah, being patient. فَانْظُرْ إِلَى شُعَيْبِ. So look at Shu'aib, he says alayhi salatu wasalam. وَحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ. And the beautiful manners he had with his people, مَعَ قَوْمِهِ. وَدَعْوَتِهِ وَدَعْوَتُهُ لَهُمْ بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. And in calling them by different ways, trying his best to get to them, to reach them. In وَهُمْ يُسْمِعُونَهُ الْأَقْوَالَ السَّيِّئَةِ. Whilst they are making him hear evil speech, insults, speaking ill of him. وَيُقَابِلُونَهُ بِالْمُقَابَلَةَ الْفِعْلِيَّةِ. نعم. And also they are using their limbs to harm him, their actions to harm him. All he's doing is using his tongue to call them to do good. They're returning it with insults with their tongue and harm with their limbs. وهو صلى الله عليه وسلم يحلم عليهم ويصفح. While he, Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام, is patient with them, forbearing, and he's overlooking. Not nitpicking every single thing. Leaving that aside. The main goal is what? To worship Allah. Leave my situation. Leave. Main thing is worship Allah. To keep away from harming others. وَيَتَكَلَّمُ مَعَهُمْ كَلَامًا لَمْ يَصْدُرْ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ وَفِي حَقِّهِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Speaking to them, replying to them with speech that didn't come from them. The same speech, similar speech. But is returning it with that which is good and righteousness. وَيُهَوِّنْ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. أن هذا خلق من ظفر به وحازه فقد فاز بالحظ العظيم. And this affair showing you that whoever has these traits, which is a high moral character, then indeed he has gained that success, that great success, great success, great reward. وَأَنَّ لِصَاحِبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْمَقَامَاتِ الْعَالِيَةِ. And with Allah, He has high station. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who overlook, those who forgive, those who pardon what the people do to them. And Allah loves the righteous. وَالنَّعِيمَ الْمُقِيمَ. And Allah has prepared for that individual who's upon that. النَّعِيمَ الْمُقِيمَ. That paradise, which is bliss, and it is continuous, should be there forever, Jannah. وَيُهَوِّنُهُ أَنَّهُ يُعَالِجُ أُمَمًا قَدْ طُبِعُوا عَلَىٰ أَخْلَاقٍ إِزَالَتُهَا وَفِعْلُهَا أَصْعَبْ مِنْ قَلْعِ الْجِبَالِ الرَّوَاسِ. And also, look at Shu'aib عليه السلام, what he's up against. He's up against a people. نعم, they have been brought up upon this evil trait, evil manners, cheating others, greed. This is their whole life is built upon this. Yeah? It's become like their natural way. And to remove it and to change them to becoming good is like, he says, more difficult than removing a mountain and putting it in another place. But still, Shu'aib alayhi salam continued his da'wah. Perseverance, patience, forbearance, kindness. وَمَرِنُوا عَلَىٰ عَقَائِدٍ وَمَذَاهِبٍ بَدَلُوا فِيهَا الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَرْوَاحِ. And they, this was their trait, they lived upon this way, upon beliefs and methodologies, which they themselves spent money and their time and effort to uphold the system that they have. Of greed, of cheating, of look around you. Do you see anything different? People spending money, effort to uphold a system that is oppression. Systems around you, you can see that how people live, oppressing themselves and their families and those and the societies.
وقدموها على جميع المهمات عندهم, and they put it forward as the most important affairs, up يعني above that which Allah called them to worship Allah, to be just. أفتظن مع هذا أن أمثال هؤلاء يقتنعون بمجرد القول؟ Do you think that they're gonna just accept any statement from Shu'aib عليه الصلاة والسلام? Their whole life is upon this way of greed and cheating. Is it easy for them just to change overnight? It's going to take time. But Shu'aib alayhi salam didn't stop his da'wah. Nuh alayhi salam didn't stop his da'wah 950 years. You want to make change overnight? You want rectification overnight like the Khawarij? Blowing up buses and trains and planes, thinking they're going to have change overnight. What change did they bring except more harm to the communities? What good did they do in having revolutions in Egypt, in Syria, and in other countries? What benefit did they bring to the societies in trying to bring about this hasty change? No, Hadith of Salam did not. Do you see in his da'wah any call to remove rulers, leaders? Or is his da'wah about rectification society? It's clear. His da'wah is to rectify the society. لِأَنَّ هَذِهِ مَذَاهِبْ بَاطِلَةً وَأَقْوَالْ فَاسِدَةً أَمْ تَحْسَبُهُمْ يَغْتَرِفُونَ لِمَنْ نَالَهَا بِسُوءٍ كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ. So it's not easy for them to change overnight. It's going to take time. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى مُعَالَجَاتٍ. They require striving, dealing with the affairs one by one, متنوعة, variety of solutions to bring about the, it's one solution, توحيد, but a variety of ways to bring it to them. التي دعت إليها الرسل, that which the prophets called them to. What do you mean by that? He says, for example, يذكرون بنعم الله, or يذكرون بنعم الله, you remind them, just like Shu'aib did, about the blessings of Allah. That's your da'wah. Remind the society that Allah blessed them with blessings. Number one. وَأَنَّ الَّذِي تَفَرَّدَ مِنْ نِعَمْ يَتَعَيَّنُ أَنْ يُفْرَضَ بِالْعِبَادَةِ. That the one who himself, Allah, has given him the blessings solely, is the one who deserves to be worshipped. So first thing is, you tell the people, look what Allah has given you. Tell them. If it's your family members, they don't pray. Tell them, Akhi, look what Allah has given you. Rectify families, rectify society. Well, look what Allah has given you. Look at the blessings upon you. Second, what you say? So the one who's given you all this, doesn't he deserve your worship? Don't you call upon him? وَيُذَكَّرْ لَهُمْ وَيُذْكَرُ لَهُمْ مِنْ تَفَاصِيلَ النِّعَمْ. And you mention to them, thirdly, the different types of blessings. Details. We're coming to the end. ما لا يعد ولا يحصى. That which cannot even be counted or enumerated. ويذكرون. Number four. And you remind them about their deviated ways and their corrupt ways and their ways are causing harm that will only bring about them harm. And also the تناقض, the contradictions that they have in their beliefs. الدَّاعِ إِلَى تَرْكِهَا. نَعَمْ وَيُذَكَّرُونَ بِمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ مِنْ أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. And you remind them, number five, you remind them of that which is, that which they are upon, what is in front of them, and that which will come from the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for them, coming. وَقَائِهِ بِالْأُمَمِ الْمُكَذَّبَةِ لِلْرُّسُلِ. Okay. So you remind them that which has transpired before with the previous nations that fell into sin, that fell into disobedience. How did Allah deal with them? That's number five. Allah dealt with them. Remind them of that. And number six, remind them, he says. So number five was those who denied the messengers. Explain to them what happened to the previous nations that did that. And number six, نعم. Number 6, ويذكرون بما في الإيمان بالله وتوحيده ودينه من المحاسن. You tell them, remind them of that which the belief in Allah contains of goodness. That the heaviest on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your belief. The heaviest on the scales is Tawheed. Remind them of the greatness, the importance of Tawheed, the severity of Shirk. That which will rectify their hearts, Tawheed, Iman Billah, which will bring them everything that is easy for them, everything that they ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it to them if they're upon that ibadah. وَمَعَ هَذَا كُلِّهِ. He said, and with all of these benefits that we've mentioned, فَيَحْتَاجُ الْخَلْقُ إِلَى الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِمْ. يَحْتَاجُ الْخَلْقُ. The people require good manners in your interaction with them. وَبَدْلِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. In doing good, righteousness. وَأَقَلُّ ذَلِكَ الصَّبْرِ. And the least of that is being patient upon their harms. وَتَحَمَّلْ مَا يَصْدُرُ مِنْهُمْ. And to whatever they say, whatever they do against you, be patient, be forbearant. وَلِينَ الْكَلَامِ. And good speech, soft speech towards them, with them. وَسُلُوكُ كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ سَبِيلِ حِكْمَةٍ مَعَهُمْ. And using every wisdom or wise ways with them. Wisdom. وَتَنَقُّلْ مَعَهُمْ فِي الْأُمُورِ. نعم. بِالْاِكْتِفَاءِ بِبَعْضِ مَا تَسْمَحُ بِهِ أَنفُسُهُمْ لِيَسْتَجْرِجَ بِهِمْ إِلَى تَكْمِيلِهِ. نعم. And also in those affairs that they themselves are sufficed with, to remind them that they are sufficed with that which is halal, that which is sufficient for them. That's referring to when he said to them, you don't in need of this. You have what Allah has given you. Why are you still cheating, lying, and greed, having greediness? وَالْبَدْأَةِ بِالْأَهَمْ فَالْأَهَمْ. And to begin with the people in your da'wah, with the most important affairs, then the most important affairs. وَأَعْظَمُهُمْ قِيَامًا بِهَذِهِ الْأُمُورُ وَغَيْرِهَا سَيِّدُهُمْ وَخَاتِمُهُمْ وَإِمَامُ الْخَلْقِ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best of them, the greatest of them, who in reality, in his life, and the seal of them, the best of them, and the Sayyid of them, in exemplifying these characters, and this da'wah of Shu'aib and all of the other prophets that came, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who showed us with beautiful preaching and with good manners, and showed us with giving importance to aqeedah, to belief, to tawheed, to the worship of Allah. And he did that in only 23 years. 23 years, subhanAllah, in his life. And with that, the society was rectified and the people came in large multitudes. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who learn from these great benefits of the prophets. Wallahi, this is an excellent book. Qasas al-Anbiya and the writings of Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah are from the best writings that you'll ever read in your life. From the best lines of poetry, from the tafsir, the best of tafsir that you read in its simplistic form, tafsir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, a great scholar, great imam, allama, mufassir, na'am, usuli, great principles that is laid down, clarifying the beauty of this deen. And wallahi, once you read his works, you see how great this imam is. Tafsir, amazing. Allahumma barik, and concise. Now, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.